Election night live wire Liz Cheney day in Wyoming. Alaska begins to determine Murkowski's fate. By Matthew Boyle on August 16, 2022. Voters in Wyoming on Tuesday decide the fate of former House GOP conference chairwoman Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., as she faces off against challenger Harriet Hageman after her decision to abandon Wyoming values to pursue a crusade against former President Donald Trump in the wake of the events of January 6, 2021. Cheney has aggressively attacked Trump for over a year from her perch on the January 6 committee in the House, a post to which she was appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, in an unheard-of arrangement that Pelosi engaged in when she kicked actual Republicans off the committee and then House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his party from it altogether. Cheney, who was one of the 10 Republicans to vote to impeach Trump in early 2021 in his second impeachment, has made her crusade against the former president the centerpiece of her time in office and even lost her conference chair position in the process. Trump, meanwhile, has moved to settle the score with her by endorsing Hageman, a rock-solid conservative who is now polling well above double digits ahead of Cheney in every poll conducted in the lead-up to the election. While Cheney seems destined for embarrassing defeat barring any last-second surprises, many in establishment media have done their best to make it appear as though her political career is not finished. What she does next, assuming she loses as expected, will be extremely telling, and this whole saga could tell the nation a lot about the future of the GOP as Republican voters move further and further away from the failures of the Bush years. Cheney's father is literally the former Vice President Dick Cheney, and on to successes of America First economic nationalism. Also on Tuesday in Alaska, voters will decide which candidates will advance to the general election in November in two important races: the U.S. Senate race for the seat currently occupied by Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., and for the open congressional seat vacated by the passing of the late Representative Don Young, R.A.K. What's more, a special election for the remainder of Young's term will take place as well. The state's former Governor Sarah Palin is running in both races, the special election and the 2022 election, and she has the endorsement of Trump. Trump has backed Kelly Tshibaka in the race against Murkowski, where the top four vote-getters, Murkowski and Tshibaka, are expected to be among them, as well as a Democrat and another candidate, likely a Libertarian, will advance to the general election for a ranked choice vote in November. Polls close in Wyoming at 9 p.m. ET. And in most of Alaska at midnight ET. Results are expected in Wyoming tonight, and in Alaska not until at least later this week, and they might even take longer, given the complexities of the new ranked choice voting system. Follow along here for live updates as the results pour in. Update 11:40 p.m. ET. GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz also mocked Cheney for the embarrassing defeat after she trash-talked Trump last year. Update 11:28 p.m. ET. GOP strategist Andy Sarabian found this old tweet of Liz Cheney taunting Trump when he endorsed Hageman last year. Again, not to belabor the point here, but the best word to describe Cheney's blowout shellacking in Wyoming is embarrassing in every sense of the word. She was publicly taunting Trump less than a year ago when the former president endorsed the future congresswoman from Wyoming. Now, she lost by what appears to be a margin that is only growing by the minute. Update 11:03 p.m. ET. It's worth noting that the election results show an absolute bloodbath for Cheney. This thing is not even remotely close, and polls seem to have underestimated the opposition to her in her own state. She is losing by more than a 2-to-1 margin, with 50% reporting. Hageman has 64% to Cheney's 31.8%, a blowout so bad that if Cheney was not an incumbent and was not the daughter of the former vice president, nobody would even mention her in media and everyone would consider her an afterthought. Again, not to belabor the point, but how embarrassing. Update 11 p.m. ET. Donald Trump is the dynasty slayer. Update 10:37 p.m. ET. Former President Donald Trump has weighed in on his Truth Social account, congratulating Hageman on what he called her great and very decisive win in Wyoming. "This is a wonderful result for America, and a complete rebuke of the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs," Trump said. "Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way she acted, and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions towards others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion where, I am sure, she will be much happier than she is right now." Thank you, Wyoming. Update 10:30 p.m. ET. The Associated Press has officially called it, too, now, Liz Cheney has lost re-election. Update 10:26 p.m. ET. Now Liz Cheney is comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln. Seriously. She is talking about how Lincoln lost some elections before he eventually won. Cheney's delusions of grandeur were too much for even Fox News, which cut away from her speech when she discussed herself as in the mold of Lincoln. Side note, Never Trumpers already tried a group called the Lincoln Project, which failed spectacularly when actual pedophilia scandals tore apart the organization. Update 10:22 p.m. ET. Cheney is speaking now, and continuing to bash Trump even in defeat. How embarrassing. However, Cheney does say she has conceded the race and admits Harriet Hageman won the election. She says she called Hageman to admit Hageman won. Update 10:17 p.m. ET. As if Cheney's loss could not get any sweeter for Americans and bitter for the establishment, CNN's Jeff Zielini reports that Cheney brought the former ABC News executive who helped choreograph the boring ratings doll January 6 committee primetime hearings with her to Wyoming to help produce her speech this evening. She still has yet to concede the election, by the way. But in all seriousness, bringing this James Goldston character to Wyoming to witness the voters remove her from power and using him in a campaign role nonetheless, even if they claim it is as a volunteer as a friend, raises potential Federal Election Commission, FEC, ethics concerns regarding possible in-kind campaign contributions. It is also puts a wrap on the relevance of anything the January 6 committee has done all year, bringing it to a final ending, even though Cheney and others insist they plan more hearings in the fall to waste all of our time. Update 10:03 p.m. ET. It's actually really officially over for Liz Cheney. No, she stands no chance no matter what some establishment media losers claim at siphoning votes from Trump in 2024. Update 10:01 p.m. ET. Former President Trump's spokesman Taylor Buttigieg tweeted this video mocking Cheney for her embarrassing loss. The video, which shows Trump dancing, is sure to be an instant classic. Update 9:40 p.m. ET. House GOP Conference Chairwoman Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, who replaced Cheney when her own party wrote her out of the conference chair position in the House, lauded Hageman's victory in a statement on Tuesday night. Congratulations to Harriet Hageman on her massive Republican primary victory in Wyoming over Nancy Pelosi's puppet Liz Cheney. I was proud to join President Trump and leader Kevin McCarthy in endorsing Harriet, Stefanik said. Harriet is a true America First patriot who will restore the people of Wyoming's voice, which Liz Cheney had long forgotten. I cannot wait for Harriet to join Republicans in Congress so that we can stay laser-focused on our work to save America. Update 9:38 p.m. ET. Donald Trump Jr., former President Trump's eldest son, reacted this way to the news that Cheney has lost. Update 9:37 p.m. ET. The fact that the race has been called within 5 minutes of the first reported votes and it is clear that Cheney has lost re-election is one of the most embarrassing defeats for the political establishment in American history. Just 14 years ago, Cheney's father was the Vice President of the United States, and just 2 years ago she was a rising star in the GOP as the House GOP Conference Chairwoman. Now, she lost her race badly in a GOP primary to a political newcomer in a race that was called within 5 minutes of votes first being reported. No matter what the establishment media says, this is embarrassing and very bad for the anti-Trump wing of the GOP. Update 9:34 p.m. ET. Projections are already rolling from credible sources that Hageman has won and Cheney is done and has lost. Update 9:31 p.m. ET. The New York Times currently has 4% reporting in Wyoming, with Hageman at 53.5% and Cheney down at 44.6%. That lead is about 9%, and expected to grow soon. Update 9:29 p.m. ET. The first votes are coming in and Trump-backed Harriet Hageman is way up and expected to go up even more. Update 9:25 p.m. ET. One of CNN's many resident never-Trumpers, Anna Navarro, is lamenting the lack of more Liz Cheneys everywhere, including in her state of Florida. Update 9:22 p.m. ET. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Rather has spoken. The disgraced former broadcaster who was fired for making up documents clearly has better judgment than the pesky voters, without question, clearly, According to Rather, Cheney's looming loss is a loss for Wyoming, for the GOP, and for America. Clearly. Update 9:10 p.m. ET. Here is a picture Liz Cheney sent out of herself voting. Update 9:05 p.m. ET. Per Trump's team, these are the endorsements he has on the line this evening. Wyoming L. Hageman, Harriet. Wyoming SOS, Gray, Chuck. Wyoming Treasurer, Mayor, Kurt. Wyoming School Superintendent, Schroeder, Brian. Alaska L. Palin, Sarah. Alaska Senate, Shebeka, Kelly. Update 9:02 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in Wyoming and results are expected imminently. Follow along here for updates.